Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three charts in 3 minutes each. That's a lie. It's a bit longer than 3 minutes, but if you speed it up, it'll fit this for 3 minutes anyway. It's the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals. It's Nicola Duke. All right, Nick.
Hello, very good, thank you.
All right, so I've got a request for a chart of boom. Now, I do hold some stock in boom, I've got to say that, and I've been very disappointed with the chart or the share price of late, but they are going into a year now of increasing revenues, and so I'm quite confident towards the end of the year it's going to rally because they reveal improved trading updates, improved revenue generation, so hopefully it'll get better. But literally, they're testing their lows at the moment. What's going on here? They announced yesterday they've hired a new sort of head of sales and stuff, so and she's well-connected. What do you reckon, Nick? Boom. What's going on with this?
Well, we're not actually quite at the lows, are we? So the 2016 lows were at 1.74, and there was a bit of a double bottom there that we failed to break out of. So I think that, you know, for sure we're going to come back to 1.74. I've got a little bit of a Fibonacci projection at 1.79. So, yes, we are in a weekly downtrend, we're in a daily downtrend. We will retest those lows, and 1.74, 1.79 is the level. But when I was on the weekly, I did some other projections. If we do get a breakdown of that support, I want to tell people that there is really good Fibonacci support at 1.5, 1.54, a huge place to buy if it gets down there. And that would also be sort of a measured move correction. So if you think, don't chuck the towel in, that by measured move correction, I mean that the swing lower from the March high to the May low would be equal to the second one. So like everything lines up at 1.5. And so don't be depressed, leave an order there, because we will definitely rally from that level.
But do you know what? I'm looking back, I'm looking at a weekly chart, I'm looking at the candles, and we've had 4 weeks down on candles, and the last time that happened, normally it doesn't happen very often, but it has rallied strongly the following 2 weeks.
It has.
This is back in...
But look at the closes. Yeah. If we close down here, this is going to be the lowest weekly close ever.
Yeah, so that...
We've always, when we've ever dipped before on the weekly, we've always closed back above that 2 level, 2.0. And so we don't, you know, if we close down here, I think it will be a bit of a bearish trigger. So 1.5, really, yeah. 1.5 is a huge level of confluence. There would be no way we don't bounce off that. Yeah. So audio boom, if you're waiting for it, it's a huge buy at 1.5.
Mm. Well, they've got improving fundamentals, so I don't understand what's going on here. Okay, let's go on to HMI. Came out with some good reports today on their KP Fertile product, which is a fertiliser in Brazil. They do fertiliser. There's huge demand for fertiliser in Brazil, but they're hoping to get this certified. And should they do that, there's a massive sales potential in Brazil there. But HMI, what do you reckon on the chart?
I reckon that HMI has failed today at the 200-day. Mm-hmm. First time back when you tag it, very, very normal for that to happen. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get above it. I think it looks really good. You know, the decline since the end of 2016 was a declining wedge, a sharp declining wedge. We've had a really nice breakout, sideways consolidation. We finally continued higher. We've got really good support at 11.54. So I think we've just cut back lower. We're filling the gap. And I'd like to see it hold around this level and take on the 200-day again. If we can get we should continue higher. The 50% retracement that we're looking for is at 13.95 next. And then 16.36 is my target for this, if we can get past that 200-day MA.
Marvellous. And the last one is Keras Resources, KRS is ticker, and they've announced today some sort of high-grade intercepts at their project there in Australia. K KRS on the chart. What do you reckon? It had a very strong rise this morning, then came back quickly, and it must have been a bit of a seller in there. But what
Justin,
do you reckon?
It's not. It's that pesky. This is the power of a 200 moving average. They're so simple, but they're so important. Mm. And again, this was the first time we've been above the 200 moving average since July of 2016. So in a year, this is the first time. We failed at the 200 moving average in May, and we failed at the 200 moving average on the 25th, 26th of July. Here we are, and we finally got our head above it. We've fallen back below, but if we can close above it, and it's at 0.43 at the moment, so if we can close above 0.43, then we should continue higher. The first Fibonacci target is 0.62, and then the next target is 0.85, and we should continue to 1.03, 50% of the entire decline from 2015, and also a really good pivot level, and we'll fill that gap from last July as well.
Yeah, but do you know what's odd though? It's like the old saying, does art imitate life or does life imitate art? I mean, just, you know, the fundamental. Because what happened is, I've been looking at the volume here, some big sellers did come in. So on the rally, some big sellers did come in. But also, it was on that 200-day moving average again, which it failed at. And you're thinking, right, what's leading here? Technicals leading the fundamentals, or the fundamentals leading technicals? So
no, I think that some people who want to get out bounces, they use the rally to get out, and they use the news. Like when a stock has really good news and it bounces and then wham, it gets sold, there are people that are looking to get out. Or, you know, is that real sellers or market? I don't know. But there are people looking to get out, and that's all it means. And then eventually you have to chip it away at all those sellers. And once you've got through them, then there's nothing to stop you. Going higher.
Yeah, I just realised there, what I should have said there, rather than does technicals lead fundamentals or fundamentals lead technicals, I should say, does the chart imitate life, or life imitate the art? See? Anyway, Nick.
You know, Keras is a really nice double bottom. If you look at the 2015 low, which is at 0.35, you know, we've knocked around it since April. But really, this is a save. You know, we've held on at this double bottom low. Like, big picture, you know, big things can happen if we can rally from here. We've just got to turn it around.
Fantastic.
And the first step will be above this 200-day moving average and a close above 0.43.
Lovely. Nilo Duty, fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Fantastic. Okay, if you just if you can send me the charts, Nick, and if you can put them on the company pages there after your vacation off, if you remember how to do that, then and send me those charts, and I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.